Exercise 2B, page 30.
Exposed. The tricks of the trade. You only wanted some milk and a loaf of bread. So why is your basket overflowing by the time you get to the checkout? Well, the answer lies in the tricks supermarkets use to make you spend more. Let's grab a trolley and find out some of the secrets behind those sliding doors. As you walk into the supermarket, the delicious smell of freshly baked bread hits you, and you immediately start feeling hungry. Then, right by the entrance, you see beautiful displays of fresh and colourful produce, making you feel even hungrier. This is all intentional, because every supermarket knows that hungry customers buy more fruit and vegetables. Also, starting your shopping by selecting healthy, fresh fruit and vegetables may make you feel less guilty about picking up a few extra treats later on. Who can resist a buy one, get one free deal? Yet, with around one-third of the food the world produces going to waste, is that second chocolate cheesecake really necessary? In the same way, 3 for £6 might sound like a great bargain, but always check how much an item costs individually. You might not be saving very much at all, and you'll have 2 extra items that you don't really need. Supermarkets know that customers tend to choose products that are at eye level, so the items on the middle shelves are usually the most expensive ones. Cheaper brands are on high shelves that are hard to reach. So remember to give your neck a workout and check out what's on the top shelves. Don't expect supermarkets to use packaging strategies that make it easy to work out which goods are the cheapest either. It may be easier to grab some pre-packaged apples, but they're also a lot more expensive than loose ones. Have you ever noticed that just when you've learnt where the tomato ketchup is, the shop moves it? Supermarkets love doing this, so that you have to spend time walking up and down the aisles looking for what you want to buy. Then, when you finally arrive at the checkout, there are tempting displays of sweets and magazines to throw into your trolley while you're waiting in line. If you think all these things are sneaky, look at what supermarkets are planning for the near future. Shops will scan your loyalty card as soon as you walk in and send money off coupons to your mobile phone as you shop. 3D displays will address you by name, and as you're walking out, you might even get an SMS telling you that you've forgotten to buy milk.